Hi, everyone. This is Jill DiArpino with Aftermath of Suicide. I hope everybody had a nice Easter and you got to spend some time with your family. That is most important, and I can't stress that enough. It's people put off so much, right? I'm going to see them. I thought about that. And we do this a lot, especially after we've heard someone take their life. I've heard this so many times. I should have called him. Maybe had I done that, I was going to call him tomorrow or her. So spend time with the people that care about you also, not who you care about. Okay? It's got to be reciprocated. I have never believed in one-way streets. They don't work. And I don't have those people in my life. But anyway, sorry for the throat clearing. I've got bad allergies, I'm sure, like everybody. What's going on? So anyway, I came across an article that is called Three Reasons Why You Feel Stressed When Trying to Relax. Boy, is this not apropos for how many people. And stress, as many of you know, is the number one killer. It affects more areas of your body than you can imagine. And of course, it causes heart attacks. Monday is the biggest day of the week for heart attacks. Isn't that interesting? Because people have to go back to work. So another thing I've always stressed is love what you do. If you don't change your job, you should never have to get up and think, "Ugh, I got to go to work again." That's a terrible thing to feel, which is where you spend most of your time. So love what you do. Find something that you're passionate about. And you know what that is. You know, I mean, we can all find things. I'm not talking about you need to get a degree and, you know, because many of us don't have that kind of time or money to do that. If I had it all over again, I would have been an attorney. I love law. I would have been probably a criminal defense attorney or a prosecutor. It's just my passion. But of course, at my age, I'm not going to start going through law school. You know, people say, "Oh, it's never too late." Now, at 64, I think it's kind of late. But anyway, back to this article by Jolanta Burke. Okay, I think you need to really listen to this one, because how many times I hear people say, "I'm stressed," over and over, and they just dwell on it and regurgitate it. Excuse me also if you hear the paper rustling, because I can't memorize this whole thing. So anyway, three reasons why you feel stressed when trying to relax. Number one is you're denying you're stressed. How true. Pretending that a problem doesn't exist, also known as denial, is one of the least effective coping strategies for stress. In the case of stress laxing, this might be denying your stress to begin with. Short periods of denial can actually help us adapt to change. For example, denial can help a person cope with their emotions after experiencing the death of someone close. And that I can wholeheartedly identify with. Denial is one of the stages of grief, especially in a suicide. But when denial is used frequently to deal with daily stressors, it can leave people feeling perpetually stuck in a rut. When you're in denial, your body continues sending stress signals in order to prompt you to take action and resolve your problems. This is why attempting and failing to relax instead of actually addressing the cause of your stress can make you feel more stressed out. Here's how to fix this. Acknowledge that the stress symptoms can be helpful. Your body is trying to alert you that a problem needs fixing, so it's activating all its physiological resources to help you do this. For example, an increased heart rate helps your body carry more blood to your brain so that your brain can come up with a solution quickly to the problems that are causing you stress. Write down your deepest thoughts and feelings associated with your stress. This will help you understand the source of your stress so you can tackle it. For example, meditation daily won't change the cause of your stress if you're overworked. In this case, actually speaking with a manager or colleague to adjust your workload may be necessary to relieve your stress. And I have to say, in the United States, we are workaholics here more than any other country. Most people here will turn in their PTO days for cash and give up taking the time to go away. So they do staycations, which is staying home, working on their house, etc. Folks, that is not a vacation, okay? Everybody needs to get away. It doesn't have to be, you know, a week vacation. It could be some driving somewhere for a nice little weekend getaway. But your body needs to de-stress. I have to tell you, having come from the vacation industry that I worked in, vacationing is not a luxury. It is a necessity. Okay? It is a true known fact that people that vacation live longer. That is why in Europe, they have a 6-week holiday that is mandated to take. What a terrible thing, huh? You got to go away for 6 weeks, or you got to take 6 weeks off, you know, throughout the year. And that's because they are better workers when they take time off. And that's why Europeans live longer than we do. So we're definitely doing something wrong here. And as you can see, more and more people are becoming fat and type 2 diabetic, which is all diet related. So think outside the box. When you're stressed, you might only think certain activities like an exercise can help us relax. But speaking to friends or family or using an app, online resource can also be a great way to address your stress and help you feel better. And number 2 is you're worrying about what other people will say. Good God, how many times I hear people always concerned about what other people think. Until you're paying my bills, I don't care about what you think unless I ask for your opinion. And I do many, many times. So most of us have something we're passionate about, whether that's our work or even a hobby. But the reason you're motivated to do these things is important. Some people pursue their passion because they want to, whether that's to improve themselves or learn a new skill. But others may only pursue their passion because they want recognition from other people. People with certain personality types may be more prone to obsessing over their passions. Others may simply follow a certain pursuit to get praise from their colleagues or even to prove their worth to friends or family. The problem with pursuing a passion for the wrong reason is that it can cause a person to push themselves to the limit, which could mean working despite being sick or not taking time off to de-stress. This can make it difficult and stressful to relax, like you're wasting time that could be spent pursuing your passion when you're trying to do relaxing things. You might even be worrying that people will think badly of you for taking time off. Ultimately, this can negatively affect well-being. For people who feel like this, taking a short mental break from what you're passionate about may be helpful. The break doesn't have to be long, nor does it have to involve doing something you necessarily see as relaxing. But taking even short breaks may help you to eventually feel that it's okay to take time away from your passion every now and again to de-stress and relax. Amen. I can't say that enough. And the third is you can't make up your mind. When making a decision, some people can't help but explore all possibility options available to them, known as maximizing thoughts, also known as overthinking. Okay, many people overthink over and over and over, and it's like, oh my God, you know, stop with that. This can even happen when you're trying to pick something relaxing. Even after picking something, you may instead think about the other options, wondering if something else would have helped you feel more relaxed. Jesus, God, if you're doing this, please stop this. This is like, you know, one of those mice that you see in those cages that just go around and around and around. That's what you're doing. So instead of relaxing your mind, you're stressing yourself even more. Unfortunately, maximizing leads to self-blame and regret no matter what option we choose. It's also sometimes associated with lower well-being. This is especially for type A people. For a person who has a habit of maximizing, they may be thinking of all the other things they have to do that day instead of actually relaxing and living in the moment, which may lead to feelings of stress. Here's how to work through this. Limit the number of decisions you need to make in one day. You want to do something relaxing, or even plan when you're going to do something relaxing, such as watching a movie, and for how long you're going to do it. This may make it easier to relax when the time comes, as you'll know you aren't putting other things off. Remember why you're trying to relax. Your health is important, so remembering this may help you feel less stressed while you're trying to do a relaxing activity. How many of you can identify with what I just read? I mean, I can't tell you enough of how important you are. You need to come first, because if you aren't first and you aren't well, you can't be a good parent, you can't be a good spouse, a sister, a daughter, a brother, a son, a father. You know what I'm saying. I mean, if you're running yourself ragged, you know, what's left in you to give to anybody else? And remember, guys out there, girls and guys, when I say guys, I mean everybody. You are an example to your children as a parent. And the same-sex parent is the most important role model in your child's life. They look at you and see, oh, you know, that's how mom allows dad to treat her. So I guess that's, you know, acceptable for some guy treating me that way when she gets older. Same with your son, you know. The father is an example to how he should treat his wife, his mother, and etc. There's a lot of things as an example, okay? Be a good example. I mean, it's not hard. But remember, kids really absorb everything. Even if you think they don't understand what's going on, they know. They're very good at picking up on problems in the household. So please, you know, if your health isn't good, mentally especially, you don't have anything left to give, you know, anybody else. You're going to be emotionally and mentally bankrupt and just depleted. And I understand that feeling, because I was there when my son took his life. I was emotionally and physically and mentally bankrupt. I had nothing to give anybody, not even my own daughter, which, like I said in one of my podcasts, thank God she didn't live in town after Mike died. She went back to college, which was in LA, and I'm glad she didn't have to see me like that, or I had to give energy to her that I didn't even have. So please, you know, eat well. That's another podcast you can listen of mine. You Are What You Eat is what it's called. Please take care of yourself. You know, like I said, what is your worth to you? You know, are you a Lamborghini or a Ford? Not that I'm putting down Fords, but you get my drift, you know. So take care of yourselves. Take care of your children. I know those parents listening love their children more than anything. Do not feed your child junk. Okay? How could you do that to your child? If your child's fat now, they're in trouble, because the older you get, the harder it is to lose. And normally, if you see a really fat child, you see them as a fat adult. And I'm just sad when I see that, because it's not, there's no excuse for it. And it's so simple to change diet. I'm not saying you need to eat carrot sticks, you know, and live on salad. If you listen to my You Are What You Eat, you'll understand how simple it is to eat well. And eating well is going to make you feel better, because bad diet makes you sluggish, depressed, and feel like shit. So the diet and the mind are very powerful, and they go together. You know, if you're eating crap, you're not going to feel good mentally. So I hope you got something out of this article. I thought it was good, because so many people are stressed, especially now with all of this bullshit that's going on out there. The crap that we're seeing, it's shameful, actually, and it's embarrassing for this country, who has so many resources and is just so wealthy in so many places, to have our country like this is an embarrassment. So if you have any questions for me, or a topic that you'd like me to talk about, please reach out, Jill@aftermathofsuicide.com. And, you know, like I always end, take care of yourself, be kind to yourself, and then be kind to other people also. Have a good day. Take care.